The North American Division, in our efforts to fulfill the mission, have sponsored many families to serve cross-culturally. Our history of calling and sending missionaries around the globe dates back to the 1900s. In this chart, we observe the progression of newly assigned missionaries from 1901 to 2023. These are missionaries and their spouses, family, who have gone through the official call process. These numbers do not include returning or continuing missionaries, but rather new recruits year over year. After returning from her 9 years of mission service in Australia, Sister White impressed upon the then GC President Daniels that an infrastructure to support mission activities was needed. Daniels took her word and encouraged engagement to build a thriving core of workers sent to India, China, and other Asian countries. After 1901, the number of missionary appointees increased until World War I, then spiked again in 1920, before remaining buoyant for a decade until the coming of the Great Depression. During World War I, many missionaries were obliged to return home or were interned by hostile nations. However, the first global conflict was not damaging to the church's mission enterprise, as some might expect. During the 5 years between the 1913 and the 1918 General Conference sessions, it was shared that 542 individuals have gone to mission fields. Between 1904 and 1924, the Seventh-day Adventist Church sent 2,399 missionaries to foreign fields. By 1930, the total number of new missionaries sent in the first three decades of the century was 3,638. During the early 20th century, the NAD was providing 571 out of 705 missionaries. That's about an 80% share compared to the collection of efforts of all other divisions at that time. To appreciate the commitment involved, let's take a moment to profile a few missionaries from the 20th century. In 1874, the same year that Andrews was sent to Switzerland, Rachel Anna Knight was born. And later in her life, in 1901, Anna would be the first Black woman to be sent to India as a missionary. And frankly, the first Black woman Seventh-day Adventist to be sent anywhere as a missionary. Anna remained in India for 6 years, serving as a nurse, teacher, bookkeeper, and also a helper in the printing press. Anna would then return to the U.S. to serve as a champion for youth ministries at now Oakwood University until her retirement. In 1909, Fernando and Anastasia offered to go to what was believed to be the most needy field. Fernando and Anna, along with their two children and seven trunks, left for Bolivia at their own expense to minister to the Andean Indians. The following year, Fernando would become the GC-appointed mission director for that region. While Fernando spent most of his time traveling the region to deliver literature, Anna spent most of her time with the women and children and served as a nurse in both Bolivia and Peru. The last missionary we profile here is Olga Us, who served as a missionary to China starting in 1919. Olga and her husband, John, spent the first 6 months in China learning Mandarin at a language school. Because the initial call from the GC was only extended to her husband, Olga began to solicit funds from foreign businessmen to aid the work and to fund Adventist schools and the building and the maintenance of hospitals in Shanghai, Hong Kong, and Canton. Olga was able to mobilize local women as colporteurs who would distribute and solicit subscriptions to Signs of the Time. During her time in China, Olga witnessed the Second Sino-Japanese War in Shanghai, and she was a World War II Japanese concentration camp survivor. Traditionally, Bible work, literature evangelism, publishing, literacy education, medical care, dental care, and tent making were among the popular functions performed by missionaries on assignment. Between 1931 and 1970, each decade we see that the approximate percentage of North American division missionaries averaged around 63%. In spite of the World War, NAD sustained a commitment to mission while the global church membership continued to grow, as well as the world populations continued to grow. Again, these numbers show that the NAD's commitment to overseas mission continues. Even in the face of a global pandemic, the NAD continues to respond to the need for overseas mission. Between 1971 and 2020, each decade we see the approximate percentage of NAD missionaries averaged around 67%. If we narrow our focus to just North American division, out of the 380 families, we see that 93 of those families call NAD their home base and are participating in overseas or cross-cultural mission. The over 35 countries where our 93 missionaries are serving are represented on this map. From Ivory Coast to Malawi to Sierra Leone, many have committed to learning a second or even a third language to help them more effectively communicate with those they serve. From St. Kitts to Togo and Yemen, the North American Division's legacy of starting mission is to be celebrated. Mission is alive, and it's here to stay until Jesus, our Savior, returns or calls us. This is our charge. This is who we are.